As the mighty Son of Gomorrah speaks his heart to us, we ask our mighty Iron Presence to pour through our hearts its love and gratitude to him for holding us this far and bringing us this far in the light and holding us in his heart's flame throughout the centuries. Now may we return that blessing to life and stand the guard of others whom he loves, to bring them onto the pathway of freedom also. Beloved ones of my heart, as we enter in tonight to the deeper use of this great, glorious, violet-consuming flame, I want to take you deep within the understanding both of yourselves and that violet-consuming flame, that you may reach into its powerhouse and draw forth that which sets you free more quickly. Through these various dictations, the Ascended Host has constantly poured the blessings from our octave into yours. Your mighty Saint Germain has poured you the freedom of his life, the love of his life, which brought him his freedom. The mighty Master Jesus has poured you the love of his life, which brought him his ascension. The beloved Godfrey has poured to you the love of his life and his obedience, which brought him his ascension. I have poured to you my love throughout the centuries, and my love is my mastery of life. My love is my cosmic power to hold this world in balance and to enable the constructive activities to stand against that which otherwise would destroy them. The mighty Victory has poured to you the love of his life, which brought him his victory and made him the outpouring of that stream of flame, which is victory in the use of everything in the universe. Now, all of these outpourings from the various ascended masters and cosmic beings are the feeling of love that is the amount of energy from our life streams that brings into your life stream the substance and the power you require to produce our perfection here. Now, since all of this comes from the feeling world of the individual, the sooner you take the energy of your emotional bodies in hand and absolutely consciously command the energy of your feelings to record that which sets you free, then your freedom will come very much more quickly. And in the use of this great cosmic violet-consuming flame, command your feelings and all the energy of your outer self to feel this cosmic violet-consuming flame. Because when you make your outer self feel that, you will begin to feel its qualities and its powers acting in you to bring the perfection that you have craved and are trying to call forth now. Then, as you master this thing within yourselves and feel all the qualities that are within that cosmic violet consuming flame, the radiation that goes forth through the physical body will pour that same feeling into the energy of the air you breathe and in which you move. As soon as you charge that feeling out into the atmosphere about you, the flame follows that. On the flame is greater pressure of energy than just your feelings can give forth. And so the whole work, my dear ones, of redeeming the outer self and bringing it in to obedience to the great divine law is the management and qualification of the energy of your feeling world. Because when you think a thought, it goes forth so quickly that you are not conscious of but a little energy. And yet, as little as that is sometimes, it can stir feelings within you or within others that boil to a perfect volcano. And unless you shut that off, my dear ones, you would go on indefinitely in more and more problems and limitations until you come to the time when, by your own free will, by your own choice, by your own authority of your own life, your mighty I Am presence, by conscious command, using the great creative word I Am, you in the outer self choose and issue the fiat that compels the energy of your feeling world to feel the qualities from the ascended master's octave that are eternal. Now, unless you take this in hand, your own human feelings, or just the feeling as it pours forth through you, may one day be harmonious when you don't contact any discord in the outer world, and the next day may be a perfect turmoil of discord. But when you take the authority of your mighty I Am presence and forbid your feelings to register anything in the energy of your emotional body, forbid it to register anything but the ascended master qualities of their feeling of life, then there is some hope for you, because that locks the door against the vibratory action of discord from the outer world flowing into you, and you stand insulated within your tube of light, determined only to feel the divine desires of your mighty I Am presence and higher mental body. Now, I might talk for eternity, but unless I reach into your feeling world and arouse you to the necessity of guarding the energy of your feeling world, you cannot have protection. Somebody, sometime, somewhere has got to guard the energy of your feeling world if you're ever going to gain your ascension. Therefore, in mastering yourselves, you take the stand with destructive forces when you see individuals doing things that are wrong, that you are insulated within your own violet consuming flame. And while that goes forth to repel or purify conditions that are wrong, that does not draw you into those wrong conditions. If you will forbid the energy of your feeling world to ever again record anything but ascended master feelings of all these great qualities of life's perfection, then, regardless of what's in the outer world, it would not run into you and produce a condition that becomes a problem in the future. And that's the only way you'll ever get rid of problems. Either all the energy in your feeling world is going to be qualified with ascended master qualities and ascended master desires, which can only produce conditions that are without problems to you, or you will live in the world of problems. Now, you who are the younger generation have as yet perhaps not had as many problems as the senior youth. And may I say to you, none of you have ever seen as many problems as I have. I've watched mankind throughout the centuries go from one problem into a dozen many times. Now let us be through with that tonight. You don't have to stay in problems, precious ones. Here are these great ascended masters pouring their love to you constantly, ready to give you more, and their life only contains that which you can never change into anything that is not perfection. They are offering you the pearls of existence, mastery without limit, happiness that is eternal, the boundless use of the wealth of creation. And by your own free will, go forward to honor your source and create that which blesses all the universe, because you are releasing the love which contains perfection. Now, when you take the energy of your feeling world in hand and command it to be filled with, feel and forever be sustained by the cosmic violet consuming flame, charging it with all that the ascended masters know you're going to require to handle conditions in the outer, you only have to issue those commands a few times till within you there will surge this feeling of our mastery of life. And once you feel our mastery through the love of our life streams, there will not be any effort to you in the outer to accomplish quickly that which otherwise would take you years to attain. You could do in 10 years with this which I am speaking of tonight, what the mass of mankind would take 50 years or perhaps 100 to accomplish. Therefore, our love clears the way before you, and our love contains within it the intelligence and the ideas and the unfolding light that shows you at a moment's notice the right thing to do to bring the perfection you desire. And may I say that our heart's love and especially our use of the violet consuming flame, contains within it the all-knowing mind of God and the directing intelligence which we are and which we are using in our own octave and sphere of activity. Therefore, when you feel our love, try to know that it carries into you our intelligence to show you in every case the easiest, best, most permanent way to do everything that will bring perfection here in this world. Now, since the substance and energy of this world has been contaminated by mankind's discord, you who understand the law and know how to bring our violet consuming flame into the physical substance of this world, into your physical problems, into the things you contact, you, my dear ones, are expected, under the action of the cosmic law, to call this into this world, to redeem it by filling it with the perfection from our octave. What do you think is my attitude to life? And what do you think has been my activity throughout the centuries to this world? When I left the planet Venus to come and abide within the atmosphere of Earth, I became an exile, so to speak, from my native planet. And yet, I have sat within my own light and poured my feeling of life, the flame of my love, into the darkness of mankind's hate. And I would not like to tell you how much I have consumed over a period of 2.5 million years. If I have chosen to do that, could you not do likewise? Thank you, blessed ones. Thank you for that love from your hearts. And thank you for your appreciation that you have sent forth in this response. It shall draw back to you still more of the help which I can and I will give to you. Won't you be seated, please? Now let me show you where my joy has been through these centuries. I have always dwelt within my own sphere of light. While I have been in the atmosphere of Earth, yet I have been surrounded by the flames of my own love, of my own life. So I have not felt the discord of the hate around me, but in pouring forth the violet consuming flame into the atmosphere of earth for the consuming of that hate, may I say to you, I have enjoyed compelling that darkness to become the light by the violet flame which I drew into that. And you too will have great enjoyment when you once begin to feel these greater powers of your own life stream as you use them in outer conditions to compel those conditions to become perfection. I tell you, the joy is great beyond description. So there is eternal happiness in all that you would do to help set the rest of mankind free. And as we have told you before, unless the seven Kumaras, the other six with myself, had come from Venus to render this service, or other cosmic beings would have come from somewhere else in the system to pour that violet flame to mankind during these centuries, if we had not come, my dear ones, the mankind of this earth would have all passed through the second death. They will not know till they are ascended and look back upon the record of the earth and trace the record of each life stream will they realize the danger they were in and that someone's love closed the door to that danger at the time when it might have been fatal. So to give up the temporary sensation of the physical world, because I'm not going to call them pleasures. They are but sensations, here one moment and gone the next. To give them up is no difficult task, I assure you. If the senses riot within you and pull you here one minute, they will pull you there another minute. And then they'll pull you somewhere else, and they will not give you peace. But when you arise into the mastery and use of this magnificent violet consuming flame in its cosmic powers and power of action, you will know only the most ecstatic joy as you see that obey your will and go forth and do that which needs to be done. Will you know happiness and peace that is yours forever? Please remember, you have, all of you have this knowledge of your I Am presence in every golden age. That is six times you have had this before, but you forgot that blessed I Am presence. Now, because you have entered into the age of the violet consuming flame, you will not forget it again. And the only reason you wouldn't forget it again is because the violet consuming flame, as the law of this cycle, will be the reminder in continual action that keeps consumed the shadows, the substance that has made you forget it before. But thank the great cosmic law, and that blessed I Am presence in the great central sun, that the cosmic hour has arrived when, in the use of this great cosmic violet consuming flame, with your assistance, we can cause the suffering of life on this earth to cease forever. Enough violet consuming flame will compel the human to disappear. And that disappearance won't be the disappearance of your bodies. It will be the disappearance of the misery within them. But the outer self of each one will be the loving cooperator with the higher mental body. I will be but the extension of its great, glorious action of life, wherein every power of the universe you are free to use to produce perfection and joy without limit forever. Then you know no exhaustion, you know no distress or limitation, you but continually expand the blessings of the universe, and they grow at your conscious command. I tell you, you can scarcely comprehend tonight, except in a small way, what the beauty and the glory is when I say to that violet consuming flame, descend thou and expand, and beauty indescribable manifests at my call. While I am called the youth of 16 summers, I am also called the ancient of days. It sounds like a contradiction, doesn't it? But it is not. When you see that cosmic fire from the great central sun at my call, descend in its beauty and its glory and enter into that which must be removed. I know that that removing is harmonious. Joy that is indescribable is in the great mastery of the sacred fire. Love that violet consuming flame as you have never loved anything in your whole existence except your blessed I Am presence. And let it show to you what it will return to you for your love. Did you know, precious ones, that in the great cosmic law of the universe, every time you send out love to that cosmic fire, no matter what activity it is in, that the great cosmic law pours back to you a greater wave of love containing more of the powers and blessings of the universe for you to use. Your love to the violet consuming flame will draw back to you not only more of the violet consuming flame's own love, but all the other blessings that are contained within it. I tell you, it is the treasure house of existence. And oh, the greatest wealth on your earth is as nothing compared to that which abides within the sacred fire and in its magnificent manifestations releases and gives to you the power to change anything into greater perfection. If you have ambition, my dear ones, I would say, give it an outlet through the use of your violet consuming flame and see what its lifting process is to you to take you forward in the victorious accomplishment that will satisfy your strongest craving. That glorious violet consuming flame could beautify the planet until you would be speechless with delight. And if you think it can beautify the planet, why can it not beautify you or your homes, your world, your loved ones? Why could it not heal mankind? Mankind's own experiments have not healed the people. But I challenge them to experiment with a violet consuming flame and see whether healings take place or not. I challenge the scientists of the world to study the violet consuming flame with the same intensity of research that they have put into the atomic bomb. Then tell me whether the Earth could remain in war or not. I challenge anybody to experiment with that violet consuming flame and see whether it is real or not. In the cloud of their own ideas and their ignorance and their discord, have they struggled unnecessarily? What life does in the realm of perfection, it does easily, gloriously, beautifully, joyously. What it gives a perfection permanently. Oh, dear ones, turn away from the shadows. Enter into the light of our love and let our life in you give you the qualities and the strength and the power to produce the same perfection in your world that our life produces in ours. Adore that blessed I Am presence and adore that violet consuming flame. I challenge you to love that violet consuming flame with deep intensity and continual daily attention and see whether or not my words are true tonight. It is a scepter of power second to none to correct the conditions in this world that have no right to live. And by that violet consuming flame does love reveal its forgiveness, its mercy, its purity. Does it reveal what the wisdom is within the great love of the universe that comes forth from the central sun to produce manifestation that glorifies that sun forever? And in that glory, are you entitled to live in the love of our octave? Can there come to you all that would beautify your world and you, the master within it? The jewel in the heart of the lotus blaze its dazzling presence to give to the universe the blessing of its beauty and all-powerful command. Live no longer in the slavery of the senses, but arise to the freedom that love alone can give. I'm that in the use of the violet consuming flame will take you to the heights and under your ascension. And all the human desires and their gratification in this world can never give you that. May the glory of all that is within the heart of the violet consuming flame blaze round you tonight, its limitless happiness, its infinite blessings, and its glorious, invincible protection to take you forward, open the treasure house of the universe, give you boundless supply, and glorify every particle of life with a greater perfection that is the cosmic command to life. Command that violet consuming flame to go where you will, and your joy shall be eternal, and you will walk hand in hand with the ascended host and the angelic host, and realize that they are your friends of eternity, and will never give you anything but the blessing and the joy of love. Ever abide within the majesty of its glorifying presence and take your freedom tonight that you may give freedom to others. And wherever you go in this world, you become a blessing for all eternity until that glorious violet consuming flame becomes a permanent part of the structure of your world and ever sheds the radiance of its love and its blessings to the universe and to this system of worlds. You are part of that. You may live within it. You may glorify it. You may use it. You may give it to others. And wherever you send it forth, only happiness can ever exist there to life. In all the glory and love of that violet consuming flame do I clothe you tonight. May it lift your attention into the heart of your presence and into our octave till you see there what you must someday become, what you ought to be now, and what you can have as you go forward in your service to your nation and establish here that which honors all life for all time to come. In the glory of that love, may you ever abide, and its healing, purifying power make you a benediction to the universe. May all that it contains flood into your outer use now, and its mighty reality reveal itself to your fellow man till wherever you move, mankind will love it and want it and call it into action till it is the law in outer physical conditions until this world outpictures the perfection that is its destiny. May your nation be clothed in it tonight and the eternal freedom of your blessed Master Saint Germain move throughout the nation, his love to life, and the people awaken to the freedom that is waiting to bless them. Ever go forward and use that violet consuming flame as you have never done in the past, and have the greater happiness, all the blessings that will increase in your world to your victory overall. To the glory of its heart do I commend you, and I bid you ever welcome within our octave as it frees you from the limitations of yours. Thank you and good night. Beloved son of Kamaro, thank you for eternity, for your love and light to us this night. Blaze that violet consuming flame in through and around us till every obstruction is consumed. And let the floodgates open and the boundless supply of all that is contained within that heart of the mighty I Am presence flood forth into the outer use of those on this radiation. Blast all delay, all obstruction, all that any longer causes limitation in the release of supply to those under this radiation. And may we have enough violet flame to remove that tonight, that the floodgates may open and everything our hearts desire come into the physical octave, that we may do quickly that which manifests in the outer the fulfillment of the divine plan that blesses and holds all to their freedom in the eternal happiness of the ascension. To the brothers of the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to those on this radiation. Clothe us in the cosmic violet consuming flame of 1,000 suns. In his threefold action, so terrific, that the human can never live again anywhere for any reason. Watch thou between each of us while we are absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of that violet consuming flame till it compels the victory of eternal freedom to be the government of our nation, to rule our people, and to fulfill the great divine plan until the nation itself rises, the ascended master nation of the earth, and blazeth the violet consuming flame till every nation is free in the victory of the ascended master's purity and perfection of eternity. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us in more of that violet consuming flame. Blast all delay and obstruction and take everyone through to the most glorious victory we have ever attained. And then expand that victory and protect it forever. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty victory. Thank you, mighty beloved Son of Kumara. Make us feel your feeling of the violet consuming flame. And in its eternal authority, do through us that which you know our nation requires. And through our nation for the earth, that which brings eternal freedom everywhere. To the brothers of the golden robe, under the seven mighty Elohim, and all who govern that sacred fire to the earth, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, all who direct that sacred fire to the earth, clothe us in the cosmic violet consuming flame of 1,000 suns, in its threefold action, the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one of those flames without, and cutting us free from all connection with everything human, make us go forward the victory of everything that is divine, and use us without limit to expand that violet consuming flame till it covers the earth and all are set free forever. And we accept that even as we make the call. And we thank thee that thou love dost answer all. Thank you, precious one. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have. And raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am Presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, qualified with that great cosmic violet consuming flame of 1,000 suns in its threefold worldwide action, and blaze it throughout the earth till the human can never live again anywhere for any reason. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, blaze forth everything it contains into the hands and use of those on this radiation. Expand that in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that is human. And make those on this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, command and compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all. And may the glory of that violet consuming flame ever attend us and make us its beauty and freeing presence to all, everywhere, forever. And as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the violet consuming flame that America needs this hour and all that the earth needs to be cut free from war forever and all that is of hate.